Well, that's an interesting way to put it. The county executive has abandoned all sense of protocol down here and has essentially come down here and undermined both the House and Senate delegations as well as his county council, and it simply has been lobbying on his own behalf to keep a bill that both the House delegation, the Senate delegation, and the county council are all supportive of. So, you know, it's in my 14 years here, I've never seen something like that before.
He hasn't come to you or to Delegate Moorheim or anybody else in the delegation to say, I don't like this, I have concerns about it.
No, he hasn't. And, of course, there is a process here. One of the things that was said at the beginning was we didn't want to make any changes until we had a new school superintendent.
Right.
Well, we have a new school superintendent in interviews, and I spoke to him personally yesterday, and I asked him, do you have any issues about how the school board is selected? He said, no, I'm happy with any arrangement that the legislature chooses.
I haven't talked to Dallas.
That's from Dallas.
Dr. Dance.
Yeah. Dr. Dance directly said he's fine. The other thing is there are other groups like the League of Women Voters that are supporting this, a whole range of public and civic groups. So we reflect the will of the people on this. It's a modest change, really. I think it'll be very inclusive and create a very diverse and talented school board that'll be responsive locally, as it should be, and we support it. And it's unfortunate that our county executive has chosen at the last minute to take a position that's even counter to what he said before.
Okay, thank you.